Kicking off a terrific Thursday morning edition of Mugs in the Morning on KODY with our monthly update with North Platte Public School Foundation. We welcome in the executive director, Terry Birchall. Terry, good to see you back in the studio.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's Nebraska Land Age treating you thus far?
Very good. My goodness, all sorts of stuff to do and places to be and people to see.
So. And you've been out and about for pretty much all of it, too, as a member of the Chamber Hostesses and as the First Lady here in the city of North Platte. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been very fun. It's just nice to see everybody out again and partaking in what's going on in the community.
Yeah.
You know, that it takes a community to make things happen. So, exciting times.
Speaking of which, you were at the courthouse celebration about an hour earlier than I was yesterday, and you said there was a few hundred people there when you had stopped by.
Yes, that was a great celebration for the community and for the county.
Yeah, historic day.
Very historic day, and look at Hershey School. Oh my goodness.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes, that's amazing.
Talented bunch of individuals.
Very talented. So that was very cool. And having Rascal there and Kim Baxter, who's an alum of North Platte Public Schools.
Two Lincoln County natives.
I know. So yes, very, very great. Nicely done and well attended, I thought.
Yeah, it was
I wonder
great.
How many hot dogs and brats and hamburgers and stuff they went through.
A couple thousand, don't you think?
It had to be close.
I would say at least 1,000, I would guess.
I know.
But I have to ask one of the commissioners sometime here in the next week or so.
Yeah.
If they have a count.
No, I bet Nebraska Land Bank has.
Oh, I would hope so. I have to ask the senator if they have a count.
There you go. I bet so.
Now, Terry, some people are probably thinking, my goodness, it's summer. What could be going on with North Platte Public Schools and with the foundation? But this is 365 days of the year, the foundation work. There's no doubt about it.
It is, yes. We're ongoing, you know, even getting backpacks ordered, so we're ready to go for the fall. And then also this summer, we're moving our education after hours. It's typically in the spring, and with COVID, it gave the board a little chance to have a conversation about what do we need to do with that. And that's a place where we recognize distinguished alumni, and we've typically awarded our Teacher of the Year at that event, but we actually did that the end of May. But we're going to give tickets for our teachers and staff members that receive those awards to attend the event, and we'll recognize them at the event this year.
Oh, how cool.
So July 29th and 30th, we're going to be pretty busy. We've got education after hours. Mm-hmm. Our two distinguished alumni, Scott Orr, who's our local volunteers at everything. Talk about a volunteer.
He makes his rounds.
Wow. Yes, and business owner. And then also Rod Anderson. Scott's from class of 72.
Okay.
And Rod Anderson's from the class of 79, and he was his senior class president and very much into tax preparation and an auditor and moved to Omaha and down to Houston, and now he's in Sarasota, Florida. And
oh, wow.
He'll
beautiful.
Be coming back. Yeah, and he's got family here. So since they both graduated in the 70s, we have to have a 70s party.
It only makes sense.
Right. So we're doing that 70s party, so hopefully everybody will wear their 70s attire, and that'll be at Venue 304 on the 29th. And then we'll be golfing. Ventured with the North Platte Public or the Booster Club.
Oh, cool.
And the foundation are doing a golf tournament, our second annual Bulldog Golf Classic. And so you can come out and golf with us if you prefer to golf as opposed to be dressed up in your 70s attire.
Or you could even dress in your 70s attire for the golfing too.
You That'd could.
Yeah.
That would be a ton of fun.
It'd be quite interesting for picture purposes.
It would be. It would be. So yes. So we're excited about that. We're raising money for some of our scholarships and also for our Reach grants. Being able to give our educators a little bit extra funding for their classrooms so that they're not having to spend their money. And then also helping the activities at the North Platte High School with the golf tournament. So we're very excited about the upcoming events. These are our major fundraisers of the year besides our barbecue. So.
Yeah. There's going to be some changes we know over at McKinley Education Center, too, where your office is. Have you had a chance to sit down with our new superintendent a lot, Terry?
Yes. Dr. Rhodes met with our executive team, our board members a couple weeks ago, actually, and he's very excited to work with us. You know, the foundation operates a little differently just because we are an arm that helps, kind of like the chamber hostesses.
Mm-hmm.
The hostesses help the chamber do what they need to do. We help the Public School Foundation helps the school do what they need to do.
I love that analogy. Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it, I think.
And so I'm not a district employee. The board is my boss. And so I have a few of those, and they're wonderful. and it's a working board, much like the Nebraska Land Days Board.
Well, especially the Nebraska Land Days Board. And you have kind of a similarity there, too, with Mr. Peterson serving on both.
Yes, I do.
I'm sure he's craved a little bit of time in the bed and a little bit of sleep after these couple of weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. Again, a lot of alumni and even non-alumni that are stepping up into those volunteer positions in the community to make things happen and make things better. And we appreciate helping education be the best it can be and get things going there for the students and helping the students be as successful as they can.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. So encourage folks to remember the North Platte Public School Foundation as well when it comes to charitable donations and for lifelong legacies as well.
Yes. Yes. That has been huge. We've been blessed with people leaving us in their will and retired teachers that support the music program. And we have another actual alumni who did some teaching as well. And he also does some scholarships. And he's amazing. And he's all about journalism. And he still stays in touch with us, and he tells me every day, he goes, I didn't plan I'd live in this long. I don't know how much I'm going to be leaving you anymore. And I said,
good problem to have, I'd say.
I know.
But that's what I love about those donations, too, is you can direct them how you would like. If you had a passion for the arts or for some of the sports activities and you want to help out in those departments, you certainly can do so.
Yes, we have the Ingdahl Golf Scholarship that benefits a member of the golf team, go on to further their education. And they do a tournament down in Lincoln every year that raises wonderful money that supports that. And then we have the money there at the foundation to be able to give to North Platte grad.
So, Terry, if folks want to make a donation or become involved, how can they do so?
Reach out to the website or myself, nppsf.org. You'll find all the events there. If you're wanting to golf and do the dinner, I would suggest just going to the golf event, and you can. It's a one-stop shop.
Oh, sure.
Weathercraft Roofing and FMBO stepped up to be our major sponsors, and Nebraska Land Bank is our technology sponsor, and Quick Stop is another one of our great sponsors, making those events occur for us. So we do have, if you're doing both events, you can go do the golf, register for your golf team, you can register to go to the dinner, and it's kind of a one-stop shop there. And I do encourage businesses, we do still have a couple holes left for the golf tournament, and that's like the best thing.
It's
$600, and you get a membership to the Be in the Booster Club, you get a whole sponsorship with your logo there, and you get a team of four to golf.
Wow, that is a really good deal. For only $600?
Yes.
Wow. So, you're worth it for one of those. Let alone all three of them?
Yes.
Wow, that is awesome.
So yeah, trying to make things happen.
And Terry, if folks want to get in contact with you directly, how can they do so?
They can give me a call at the school, 308-696-3325. Shoot me an email, tburchell@nppsd.org.
Anything else you'd like to bring up this morning, Terry?
No, thanks for having me. Hopefully everybody's having a great summer.
Yes. Oh, enjoy those Nebraska Land Days activities while you can, right?
Yes.
Terry, we'll see you again this time next month.
All right, thank you.